I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review 65, and here's a movie that's unintentionally funny, but not in the good ways I've seen with Scream 6 or Champions. In fact, it's one of the worst sci-fi movies I have ever seen, and this was written and directed by Scott Beck and Brian Wood, two of the geniuses behind A Quiet Place. Unfortunately, they both do nothing special or intelligent with a space traveler who crash lands on Earth 65 million years ago. Adam Driver is that pilot, and I don't even think he has the education or technology to tell him that the aliens he has to deal with are dinosaurs. Almost all the passengers in their cryogenic chambers are dead during their crash landing because one passenger survives, a 9-year-old girl who mostly speaks a different language. She's played by Ariana Greenblatt, and Driver struggles to get her off this planet before the asteroid that killed off the dinosaurs collides with Earth. I expected better from two of the brilliant writers of A Quiet Place, and after leaving the screening for 65, I heard a guy in the bathroom say, "I expected it to be about, you know, dinosaurs. It ain't exactly Jurassic Park, it's not even The Bubble, which I liked more than this bomb, sorry not sorry. Driver is one of our great actors, but he's given a pathetic script without any of the vulnerabilities that makes him so genuinely smart and likable, and his chemistry with Greenblatt is also wasted. You're looking at some interesting gadgets, but you're not learning anything about them, and if the hero's device can tell him the asteroid is coming, why can't it tell him the aliens he's seeing are dinosaurs? Half a star." Okay, to recap this week's new movies, thumbs up for Scream 6, thumbs up for Champions, and thumbs way down for 65. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!